Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
You are free, because when you decree and declare that you are free, then guess what? You are free.
You are free.
You are free.
No matter what it looks like, you are free. You believe it, you receive it, then you are that. In the name of Jesus Christ, welcome to the preacher
and the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning,
and I'm Dorsey Manning,
and we are the preacher
and the pastor.
I'm excited about today. Yesterday was a really good day. Service was good. Pastor Dorsey Manning preached the word. The word came forth. He allowed the Holy Spirit to use him. It was just a Holy Ghost filled time.
Amen. We thank God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using my body, using my eyes, and using my mouth.
Amen. Amen. If you just haven't tuned in to the preacher and the pastor, shape today we're talking about.
Don't be tricked.
Don't be tricked.
Amen.
How many of us have been? Yes. Don't be tricked. I've been tricked before. I have to admit, I have been tricked by the enemy. People have allowed themselves to be used by the enemy, and I have to admit, I have been tricked. Even with the anointing that's on my life and the calling on my life, I have been tricked, but now my eyes is open to the trickery.
Amen. You know what? There's a holiday where they do the tricking, but this tricking be coming all during the year. Stuff is not even on that holiday. Y'all have been tricked before.
Talking about Halloween, trick or treat.
Halloween, oh, trick or, that's what they call it, tricking or treating.
Yeah, tricking or treating.
But it usually be the tricking and not the treat.
Not the treat. I've been tricked. But today we're talking about do not be tricked.
Yeah, don't be
tricked. Can you be honest that you've been tricked?
I have definitely been tricked a lot of times. But no more.
No more.
No more.
We decree and declare, no more will we be tricked.
Amen. What a great show. I'm ready to get into this show. Let you know what the Word of God has to say about being tricked.
Being tricked, and that's the only way to it. Scripture, let Scripture interpret Scripture. And as long as we're doing that, we're in alignment with what God has for all of us so that we are not tricked by the enemy. And we understand, you know, if you don't understand and know, you will know today on this show, because we're going to make it real clear what it means to be tricked. And I know a lot of us have been tricked into doing something that we had no intentions on doing.
That's right. And nobody should be upset but Satan.
Amen.
That's our job today, to mess up his plan.
Amen. Welcome. Mwah. Enjoy this show. To the Preacher and the Pastor Show, I'm Tawanika Manning. Today we're talking about don't be tricked. I know a lot of us have been tricked into things. We become a part of things, and people, in our life, they trick their way into our lives, and trick their way of getting what we have, and tricked us into doing something that we didn't want to do, and we have fallen for the trick. But no more, we decree and declare, like my husband say, no more will we be tricked by the enemy. We will not allow the enemy to come in into our lives. We will identify who the enemy is, or who the trickster is. Who the Tricks is on the show here today. So this show is to help us understand and know how the enemy tries to trick us. We will help you to identify as well as ourselves the tricks of the enemy, when we know that the enemy comes in disguise like a friend, speaking with sweet words and actions to entrap us. You know, it doesn't come in and cussing and fussing and, you know, telling what they're not going to do and telling you how horrible they are and how they're going to come to mess up your life or get you caught up in something that may have you locked up in prison. No, the enemy does not come in. They come in speaking, you know, speaking sweet words and doing sweet things to you and to entrap you, to get you in bondage by their trickery. So no longer will we be tricked by the enemy. The Bible says plain and clear in John 10:10. It's something that me and my husband, we quote all the time here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show as we talk about don't be tricked. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. And then Jesus said, I've come that you may have life in life and that you may have it in more abundantly. So even when we look at this scripture in John 10 and look at verse 7, because Jesus even said that they will come. Jesus said in verse 7 that then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and all whoever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. So he's saying everybody that come before me, they're in disguise. They come to entrap you. They come to kill you. They come to destroy you. They come to take your life away. So we have to be careful and know who the enemy is, who's the trickster is, which is our enemy, which is Satan. You know, not man, not woman, because Satan comes so he needs a body. My husband talks to you all more about that, to flow through so that he can be able to keep up with his schemes and plans and plots and agendas. So we now will know today about the trickery of the enemy, who is Satan. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you just pointed it right. You pointed it out. Satan is the trickster. And if you got a chance
to listen
to Sunday service yesterday, trickster, also going by the name of liar, also going by the name
mm-hmm.
of cheater, going by many names. But what we have to realize is Satan is a liar, and he masters in trickery. He wants to
mm-hmm,
trick
mm-hmm.
you into his plan or into his plot, or trick you into his hand, trick you out of the hand of God. And I'm going to tell you how he does this here. Let's go over here to Genesis chapter 3. Over here, Genesis chapter 3. And I'll show you this. Genesis chapter 3, we'll start right here at verse 5. Now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 5 says, for God doeth know. Now, this is Satan speaking now. For God do know today you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now,
mm-hmm.
this was the first and major trick of our whole existence right here.
Jesus,
now,
right here.
Let me break it down to you a little bit right here. Now, Satan, he's trying to trick you into believing that God is holding something back from you. God does not hold anything back from his children. Why would God hold anything back from his children? Well, we had already read earlier in the earlier chapter
In Genesis chapter 1, and God said, you know, let us make man in our likeness and in our image and give them dominion. So Satan is trying to trick you to make you think that God has held something back from you. Okay, now we're over here in Genesis. What did God hold back from you? He commanded, he gave you dominion over all of the earth and everything in the earth. So what is he holding back from you? You're right here in this world, and you have dominion over all of it. You have power over all of it. So why will we listen to the trickster? You should definitely know that. It says right down here, he said, and then you shall open your eyes and you shall be as God. Don't you know that you already are as God? Because you was made in his likeness and in his image.
That's true.
Satan knows. He knows that you are already like God, but we are supposed to know that you are already like God because you have the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. This is the greatest trick that Satan have ever performed to cause mankind, the fall of mankind, because we listen to the trickster. Now, don't people do us the same way? People will do you the same way. They can see how God has them, how God has blessed you. They can see how God has been blessed. Like, it's like everything that you touch, everywhere that you go, it's like you just be receiving favor on top of favor. You don't even ask for anything. I remember one time when I was younger, I was walking and I'm in a group of people and I'm walking and there was a $10 bill and I seen it and everybody else passed by it. But they wanted my friends, they want to be mad at me because they passed it by. But when it came my time, I walked up and I picked it up because I saw it. The reason why I saw my eyes were open. And because my eyes are open, I was able to see something that was for me. Now, they passed it up because their eyes were open, but they were not able
my
to see.
God.
This is the same thing that Satan wants to do to you. Your eyes are open. He wants you to have blinded eyes.
Pastor, put a pin right there. When you said that, Pastor, put a pin right there. And I say that because when you say my eyes were open and then I was able to see, they was not able to see. It brought me back to Apostle Paul on the road of Damascus. You know, all the time he was being tricked by the enemy. He was being used and he was killing Christians, but he thought he was doing the right thing because the enemy tricked him to believing that what he was doing was right and he was doing what God wanted him to do. And he really believed that because he was tricked by the enemy. But the Bible says that on the road to Damascus, he said, you know, Jesus came, he spoke to him and his eyes were open. He said, I once was blind, but now I see. So many people are blind
by
the trick of the enemy. And understand, he doesn't come, you know, in this disguise. Like, he's not coming. He's coming in disguise. He's not coming dressed up, you know, in a ski mask to rob you. He's coming up. He or she is coming, speaking those sweet words and, you know, acting to entrap you into it, you know, doing things you want them to do so they can entrap you, so they can get close to you, so they can see how you operate and move, to see how they can use you. And a lot of people succumb to it, the tricks of the enemy, by the things that we do, you know, by our disobedience, and that opens us up to the enemy. And I just wanted to say that, Pastor, go on. You on the road. I just had to put a pin right there, but I'm going to remove the pin and let you go on.
Amen. Amen. That is a trick. This is a trick of Satan. Satan wants to affect your mind. He wants you to be able to look at the world in the lens that he has for you to look in. He does not want you to look at the world. He does not want you to look at your life in the lens that God has for you to look through.
Yes,
and I'm going to tell you why this right here. This is because of what's going on in your life, what has went on in your life, what has went on in the life that was before you, with your parents, your grandparents, generations, up to my generations and generations. You may have to live through certain things, but it's all counted as joy. You're supposed to count it all as joy. This is your trick. Okay, well, you are paying the price for something that your big brother did or maybe your daddy did. Mm-hmm. You have to pay that price. But see, you should count it all joy because your attitude determines your altitude. But see, if I can keep you in that attitude of being down and bound, and I can keep you in that place where you can be bound and enslaved, and that's not the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life is to give your life over to Christ and let Christ dwell on the inside of you so you can be all that he created you to be, not that all that this world trying to conform you to be. But you need to be in Christ so you can be transformed into how God needs you to be, because you are in the likeness of him, and there is the will of God for your life to know that this is for you and not to be tricked by Satan.
We should
not be tricked by Satan. Now, over here, one more scripture here, and I'll give it back to you, Pastor. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 and 11, which is one of my favorite scriptures. This is a scripture that I have to make sure I practice every single day. And when you practice,
yes,
I mean,
Lord.
I read it every single day, and I believe it every single day,
yes.
and I have to
apply
actually
it.
Say it out of my mouth. Ephesians
yes.
6 and 11 says, putting on the whole armor of God, that you
mm-hmm.
may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't you know the wiles
Jesus.
Of the devil is the tricks of the devil?
Yes,
now,
it is.
Putting on
yes,
the whole armor. Now, this word whole,
mm-hmm.
this is where we all should be. We should all be whole. Whole meaning complete. Whole meaning every
yes.
single word that God has
yes.
spoken, every single word that you have read. All of the grace,
yes,
not
Lord.
Some of the grace, all of the grace, putting on the whole
all
armor every single
Lord.
Day. Because when you put on
Jesus.
The whole armor, you are whole. And it says right
yes,
here, it says
is.
Able to stand. You're able to stand
yes,
because
Lord.
You have on all of the whole armor of God, not your armor, not your word,
yes,
but God's
Lord.
Word, putting on the whole
God's
armor
word.
So you can stand against every single
yes,
thing
Lord.
That Satan throws at you, every single thing that his messengers, every single thing that his children, every single thing that this world
yes,
has
Lord.
To do for you, you're able to stand.
Jesus.
To stand because you have your armor on. Putting on the whole armor
Jesus.
To stand the wild of the devil means the whole, you're saying that you are whole, able to stand
yes,
against
God.
The devil's tricks, being in the word of God, being in preaching the word of God in the gospel of peace, of grace, and truth.
Yes,
be whole. Stand up against the devil and against his tricks. Do
yes,
not just
Lord.
Accept or tolerate any lies or any deceit or any cheating, anything other than what the word of God says. Do not stand up for that. You're supposed to stand up to Satan and his tricksters. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. You just been tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about don't be tricked. And, you know, I just have to say it's been times that I've been tricked. People have said they will set
yeah.
you up. You know, set you up for failure. I know you have heard that before. They will set you up and look like it's going to be good. It looks like it's going to work out, but it's nothing but the trick of the enemy. And we have to be careful we are not tricked because it is so easy if someone comes speaking sweet words or people come doing, you know, things that look like they're honest and they're true, but it's all part of their plan and their plot to entrap you, to get you in a place where they can destroy you, where they can, you know, have you caught in bondage, have you caught up in a bunch of lies and schemes that you don't even realize that you're part of this, you know, this whole plan, you know, that they set up to trick you, to cause you to fail,
right.
you know, to cause you to come, you know, to cause you to come away from Christ. It's all in the plan of the
right.
enemy. He doesn't come to do you any good, but to do you of evil. The Bible says that God comes to give you, to do you good, not to do you of evil, to give you an expected end, a hope in the future.
Yeah.
But the devil comes to kill you, to destroy you, to take your life, to kill, steal, and destroy, to take all that you got, take your peace, take your joy, take your heaven, take your finances, take your children, all that you have, kill all that you
know.
Take it and
yeah.
kill it. Take it, kill it, take it, destroy it, and kill it. Believe it, take it, kill it, destroy it. Because once you kill it, it's destroyed. It's gone. It's no more. So we have to
yeah.
be careful. And, you know, and a lot of times it's, people will allow Satan to operate in them. So now he has agents. So now they're working for Satan. You know, you got people that are in your life that are Satan agents. And people that we trust are now operating with the spirit that Satan puts in them, the spirit of Satan to cause trickery, to cause, you know, to cause pain and destruction. We have to be very careful. Don't be tricked by the enemy. Don't be tricked by these man-made doctrines either. A lot of times people are operating. My pastor said this week. Can't do that. Well, you're being tricked. Now you're going to have you living under the law when Jesus came to fulfill the law. So now you're still so many trying to do, you know, trying to commit yourself to the law back in the Old Testament. Then Jesus came, and now we're living under the covenant of grace. So you're so busy because man had told you being tricked into believing that then you got to do all this to get what Jesus already came to do. He already did it. He already freed us. He already delivered us. He did it all on the cross. He said it is finished. It's finished. It is fulfilled. And then he gave
yeah.
up the ghost. So don't be tricked by the enemy with these people. The enemy does. He makes us feel like we are less than, and we're not worthy for God to use us. We're not worthy to be saved. We've done too much. That's the tricky of the enemy, to keep you right there, to keep you down. I was talking to my mother. I said, well, Mama, God wants you to get back up again. He wants us to get back up again. You know, when we fail, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, you know, when we go the wrong way, he wants us to get back in that place. He don't want us to stay there. And my example was, if you fall and slip right now, you're not going to stay on the floor. You're not going to stay on the ground. If you slip and fall in the street right now, right before traffic comes, you're going to stay there and let it run you over? No, you're going to get back up again. And that's the same thing that we should be doing when we you know, sometimes when we go astray or we make a mistake. You know, if you tell it, like, get back and I got to forgive me. And you know that you are forgiven. It's the trickery of the enemy to make you think that you are not forgiven, that you can't go on. So you're stuck in that place. Now you're not free. Now you put yourself back in bondage because the enemy has tricked you. Don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. His tricks don't change. He's doing the same thing. You know, it doesn't change. He's just using somebody different to do it. All right? Go ahead.
Put a Peter right there. Let's talk about relationships for a second here. Now, let's talk about relationships. Because every single thing about life is about relationships. First, relationship with God, and then relationship with one another. Because this is what you're going to be doing your whole life. Your whole life, you're going to either have the right relationship with God or not have a right relationship with God. You have a right relationship with your husband or your wife, or you're not. So now we want to talk about, since we want to talk about tricks, your mindset. You would do the things and you would say the things how you know what to do and how you know what to say, all according to who taught you or who trained you or where are you getting your information from. Because it's things that happen into your relationships that'll cause you to feel a certain type of way. Now, there was something that happened a little bit earlier today, and I didn't tell my wife about what was going on internally. I told her, you know, a part about what was going on internally. And when I tell you that the enemy was working in my mind and trying to tell me, well, you need to check your wife out. She's the one that probably did it. Well, you can't find this because you need to go ask your wife. She know where it is. And I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on right here? What kind of trick is that? And I know I'm my wife. I'm knowing my wife. So you better know your wife, you better know your husband, and you better know each other, because this is for you to do. It's for you to have the right relationship. Now, if you don't have the right relationship, it's easy for you to throw a rock and then hide your hand. Or it's easy for you to make a mistake and try to blame it on the one that's right there beside you. They the one that caused you to make the mistake. When you made the mistake on your own, instead of you taking responsibility for your own action and say, hey, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to do that. Or, hey, you know, I said the wrong thing. Don't blame someone for something that you have done. See, that's a trick.
That's a trick, and that
will cause you to be quarreling. That will cause you to be fussing and all kind, and some cussing. All
take you out
of fight and anger and separation will be in your household. Something that you have allowed Satan to speak inside of your mind, and you let it come out of your mouth.
Jesus.
We wonder why we can't get along inside of the home. You can't get along inside of the home because you have allowed the enemy, you have allowed the trickster to tell you not to trust your husband or not to trust your wife, not to trust your brother, not to trust your sister. Don't trust your mom and don't trust your dad because they're doing this and they're doing that. That's a separation.
My God.
A house divided will not stand.
Not stand.
But
that's
a house that prays together, they stay together.
Come on now. Come on now.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on, Pastor.
You about to start preaching.
My Lord, my God.
Don't be tricked. You can tell when somebody been tricked before.
You better know it.
You know, it's a victory right there. You know, you're passionate about what you're saying because a lot of us been tricked, and we want to believe the lie. A lot of times we don't know the truth because we've been living the lie, and so when the truth comes, we can't recognize the truth, and that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to be so blind, you know, with the lie that we see it as the truth. So when the truth comes, we call the truth a lie. Because that's what the enemy has taught us. You know, don't believe the truth, you know, because Jesus is the truth. He is the truth.
That's right.
But see, that's what the enemy, he don't want you to believe that. So he'll send someone to criticize or to come against what the word is saying. You know, and I tell people all the time, you know, people, they question the Bible. I say, let me tell you something about the Bible. It's the trickery of the enemy to have you think that the Bible is untrue. But let me tell you something about the Bible. The Bible is for the believer. You read the Bible to believe. You go in believing what you're receiving so that you're reading so that you can receive all that the Word of God is saying. And it should convict you. You know, it should convict you in a way that you want to get right, that you don't want to stay in that place, that you want to get back up again. You don't want to stay. You know, the Bible says, we should not operate in sin. We should not practice sin. It didn't say that we would not sin, but it said we should not practice it. Like knowing it and continue to do it day in and day out and live that way day in and day out and know that you are doing this. So how do we get out of that? How do we get to that point that we come out?
Yeah.
We have to decide. We have to decide. You have to make a choice. No more. Will
That's
I
right.
operate this way? No more
yeah.
will I allow the enemy to operate in me. Am I the trickster? Am I the one doing the tricks? Am I allowed the enemy to use me to trick others? We have to ask ourselves that. Are we part of the trickery? Ask yourself, am I part of the trickery? Have I allowed the enemy to come to me and operate in me and trick me to be part of his plan, his plots, and his agendas to bring people in, to trick them? Understand that when they have things going on, if you've seen it, the Ponzi schemes where now people are being tricked and money is being taken, they just set you up for failure. Don't be tricked. The Bible says, and I'm going to take you over here because we love to go to Scripture. I'm in 1 John, you all, 1 John 3, verse 7 through 8, you all. 1 John 3, 7 through 8. The Bible says, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. Verse 8 says, and he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. And we talked about the beginning of time. Why did Satan get cast out of heaven? And the way that Satan operated the beginning, the fall of man, because they were deceived by the enemy. They were tricked into believing that God could give them more, that what they had was not enough, that they needed more. And the Bible said, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might, listen to this, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So when we get God, when we get Jesus, guess what we get? We get freedom. We get free from the trickery. We can see the trickery right there. No, we got the spirit of discernment and say, oh, wait a minute, hold on. You're trying to trick me. You're trying to get me caught up in something that's going to take my life, that's going to take my trip, that's going to affect not just me, but generations to come. It's going to affect my children, children's children, children. Oh, no, devil, I see your trick. And then when we can identify that, we can speak to that thing and say, come out. I rebuke you. Be gone, Satan. Flee. You must flee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can do that. Don't be tricked by the enemy. And this plots and plan. And understand, sometimes you use the one that's close to you. And you got to tell them sometimes, come out. You got to cast that out of them. And they look at you like they're crazy. Yeah. But tell them, come out. Come out. And guess what? Yeah. Give them a minute. Give them a minute. They'll come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're just then tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about don't be tricked by the enemy. The show is called Don't Be Tricked, but don't be tricked by the enemy. Don't let nobody draw you into something and you know, if you get that feeling like something ain't right, guess what? Something ain't right. Because it's the Spirit of God that's in you that tells you, wait a minute, something ain't right. You know, so ask God before you go into anything or do anything. And people think you're crazy when you say, well, I'm going to go pray about it before I do this. Pray about it first. I don't care what nobody say. Pray about it. If you're not sure about it, go to God about it. And after you pray and you're still not sure, wait for the answer. Wait. Because I'm telling you, when you wait, there is protection in the wait. There is peace in the wait. Wait on God, because he's going to take care of you in the wait. Sometimes we don't understand when God said, when God doesn't answer right away, he's telling us to wait because there's protection right there if we wait. I don't know if you ever been at a red light, and if you would have just went, if you didn't just wait a minute and went, that car that ran the red light. You know, if you would have just went on, but some said just wait, and then you say, hey, if I would have just went on, hey, that would have been a bad accident. You know what I'm saying? But some said, wait. And that was your protection. That was God saying, wait, because what's to come? You didn't know what was coming. You had the green light to go. But some told you to hold on for a minute. Here come a car running past the red light. And some said, wait. God was protecting you in your wait.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm about to start shouting over here. Ha, shabbat, bo, shabbat. I don't know about you, but I've been in a situation where it should have took me out. It could have took me out. But God. We were looking for a home, and they were trying to trick us. And the message I sent to the man, I said, telling my husband, I said, love, I was like, look, you know, they were talking about the house, and I was telling them, and they were messaging back and stuff. Uh-huh. And I said, okay, well, maybe. You know, God is doing a lot of times because we're waiting for God to do something when it looked like God, and that's what the enemy had to make it look like. And a man was saying, oh, yeah, you know, we've been, you know, praying that God would send someone that we, you know, we could trust and all this and that, and we look for all this stuff. You know
all
what I'm saying? The enemy doesn't come
trickery.
Out. The tricker doesn't come not saying what you believe. He's going to use Jesus. He's going to use the name of God. He's going to use scripture. They're going to use all kind of stuff to trick you because they know what you're, if it's something to drink, if it's food, if it's money. The enemy knows what to do and what to use to trick you, to get you to come in. So we got to be careful. So even when this happened to us, I said, okay, and what I messaged, what I said to the person was, I want you to know that we are prophets and we are prophets of God. I didn't have to say, because I want you to know that you know if that we are prophets, that something's going to happen. I just said, I want you to know that we are prophets and prophets of God. And not too long after that, everything was revealed that they were trying to trick us. Then we were led to you know, the company. We were led to look up this, and we started looking at things like, well, look at this, and you see that on there? And we were starting to identify. We started seeing things that showed us, okay, this is a trick. This is a scam right here that led us to call to find out what was really going on and come to find out other people were tricked. Other people were scammed. They said, we got many calls like this person, they're scamming. They've got thousands and thousands of dollars out of people. But we thank God because we will not be tricked by the enemy. We decree and declare, and I hope you're decreeing and declaring as you're listening to this show tonight, that you will not be tricked by the enemy. And if you have, no more. It stops today. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will not be tricked by the enemy. No more. Those days are gone and over with because we have an excellent spirit that's operating in us, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank God, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God.
There are so many ways Satan comes in so many different forms.
Yes,
you wouldn't even
yes,
well actually if you open up your eyes, you would realize that okay, he
Jesus.
Came in the form of this, he came in the form of that,
mm-hmm.
he came in the form of this. Oh, it's just so many different tricks to try to keep you in that place where you are not trusting in the word of God. He
of
even puts
God,
you in a place where
Jesus.
You don't even trust. You don't even trust the place of worship called church. You don't even trust to even go in the church. He even blinds you to
Jesus,
keep you out of that
Jesus,
place.
Jesus,
he want to keep
Jesus.
You out of the one place that you need to be all the time to know
mm-hmm,
how to be
mm-hmm.
able to fight against him. Now, that's a whole nother show. We'll come back to that one. That's a whole nother show. But we have.
Whole nother show. Whole nother time.
That's a whole nother show. We have.
Yes, it is.
A discerning spirit. We have a discerning spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Because we are the spirit of God. Man and woman have the spirit of God.
Jesus.
So we have a discerning spirit knowing what is right and knowing what is not right.
Yes,
Sometimes. You know that you are being tricked, and you just settle for this trick. Oh, my
Lord.
You
settle for the
trick. Watch your world turn upside down. And you have a discerning spirit. You have all different type of red lights. You have all different type of stop signs that pop up. You have all different type of this and that pop up that say, no, 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 stop, turn around, quit. Don't you put that ring on. No, turn around, quit. Don't you go on that date. Stop. Turn around.
Jesus.
No, don't you go over to that house. No, don't you go to
my
that
God.
Party. Don't you go in that store.
Jesus.
We have all different
Jesus.
Types of warning signs that
warning
tell us to
signs,
stop, but we decide to go anyhow. Oh, my Lord, my God. We decide
trying
to go
find
anyhow.
The truth
and
the Jesus.
And you will find yourself in that place down on your face crying hard
Jesus.
As you never cried before.
Oh, my
and
God.
And God is faithful
oh,
just
Lord.
Enough to deliver you anyhow, but he told you
Jesus,
not to go there.
Jesus, yes. Yes, he
because
is.
Because you have the discerning
yes,
spirit. Yes.
Mm.
We have divine protection. And the reason why we have divine protection, because God has already ordered his angels to guard, defend, and protect you, according to Psalms
Jesus.
91.
Yes,
isn't
yes.
There?
Yes,
so now,
yes,
do we
it
choose
is.
To be led, or do we choose to veer and get out from behind the wing and get out from underneath the arm, you know, of God and his protectors. He has already charged his
Jesus.
Angels to protect us.
Yes, God.
Not only that, you should know who you are and the powers that you possess.
Yes.
You should know your identity. You should definitely know your identity because if you know who
That's
you
important.
Are, then you know how to fight against any type of trick, any type of lie, any type of thing
yes.
that goes against the knowledge of
Jesus.
God. You know that.
Jesus.
You should definitely know. So I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, and this question right here, what are you chasing daily? What are you chasing daily? Because what you are chasing daily could be the very thing that's causing you to be tricked daily. And I can tell you what it is. It's the main thing that this world has put in everybody's face, and that's money. It's the spirit of money. That's the thing that you're chasing, and this is
the very thing that
Satan has his hand and has his people all over is money. And you're chasing money every single day. And when you chase money every single day, you're going to give all your time to it. You're going to wake up, you're going to run to it, and sometimes, and most of the times, you'll do anything for it to make sure that you have a whole lot of it just to keep on doing it and keep on doing it and never realize that you are being tricked knowing that God is your source. And you're chasing something that says trust God and don't trust me, but you're chasing money. And when you chase this money, you're being tricked to knowing that and thinking that you're able to do all that you're able to do because of the money
because
that the strong man has gave you just a little bit of for he can come take
my
it right
Lord.
Back when the first of the month comes.
What kind of trick is that?
That is the most major trick right there. Is money, because that's what you chase every single day. You're not chasing. You're not seeking to have long life. You're not seeking to be in that place. You're not seeking to be into a healthy relationship. You're not even barely seeking to just to have a perfectly healthy body. Just give me just well enough where I can go back to work and chase money again.
I'm serious.
I've been there. We've all been there. If you can,
come on now.
If you can hit this mark, if you can hit that mark right there, knowing that, wait a minute, this is a trick. This is a trick. I can't give my whole life. I can't give 40 years trying to chase something that's not even going to stay with me for 2 years after I retire.
My Lord.
But you can give your whole life. You can give your whole body. I'm not saying that you shouldn't build a job. I'm not saying that you should not desire to have the things that you need. But what I am saying is that that is not your source. God is your source. You wouldn't have that job if it would not be for God.
That's
neither
right.
would you have the place that you live. Neither would you be in the relationship that you're in. Neither would you be in any situation that is good if it wasn't for God. God is good.
Jesus.
Remember the rich young ruler when he said, good master? And Jesus said, why do you call me good? There ain't nobody good but God. If you're going to call me good, you should call me God.
That's true.
God
That's
is
right.
good. And he asked Jesus, what can he do with God? And Jesus told him, to sell all you got. Oh, no, he couldn't do that because he trusted his money. He trusted his money more than he trusted anything. And it grieved him. It grieved him. So don't we do the same thing?
Yes,
don't
we
do the same thing? You trust what
my
your
Lord.
Money can buy. You think money can buy you happiness?
Money
can buy you anything that you need. Money can even buy your health, because that's what the world has caused you to believe. This is a major
trick
of Satan.
Don't be tricked.
Don't be tricked. Trust God. If you would have heard the show yesterday, trust God only. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you just now tune in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about don't be tricked. So many of us have been tricked. We're living with trickery around us every day. You know, we overcome trickery, speak the words of God. The Bible says here, and I'm going to go to John. I'm in John today. I'm from John, St. John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. So right now I'm in John, chapter 8, and I'm going to start at verse 44 through 47. The Bible says, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. Hallelujah. For he is a liar and the father of it.
Yeah.
Verse 45 says, but because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Verse 46, which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word, and therefore you don't hear because you are not of God. We're talking about don't be tricked here. And what is the Bible saying here? And I'll break it down a little bit for us right here. The attitudes and action of these leaders, this is Jesus speaking clearly, identified them as followers of Satan. They may have not been conscious of this, but their hatred of truth, their lies, and their murderous intentions indicated how much control the devil had over them. So they were being used by the devil. You know, we gotta understand that being tricked by the devil so that he can use you, he can convince you, and have you in the place that you come against Jesus, you come against the Word of God, you come against your loved ones, you come against other believers. You ain't no believer. Ain't no way to believe it. Ain't no way you that anointed. Ain't no way God using you. He will use you, and you don't realize that you're being used, and you're part of the trickery, because now you want to Satan agents because you allow the enemy to operate in you and through you. So here they were his tools in carrying out his plans. This is who Satan was using at the time, and they didn't know conscious that they were being used. They thought they were in the right place, doing the right thing, saying the right thing, because they were being tricked and used by the enemy. Hallelujah. There were were his tools in carrying out his plans to kill the Messiah, to kill Jesus. They spoke the very same language of lies. Satan still uses people to obstruct God's work today. That's happening right now.
Yeah.
Don't be tricked, you all. Don't be tricked. In verse 46, the Bible says, here's no one, and the breakdown of this word in verse 46, as the scripture says, which of you convicts me of sin? So right here, no one could accuse Jesus of a single sin. People who hated him and wanted him dead scrutinized his behavior but could find nothing wrong. So Jesus proved he was God in the flesh by his sinless life. He is the only perfect example for us to follow. There's no one else we can follow. Don't be tricked and follow man. Don't be tricked and follow woman. Follow Jesus. That is the trickery. Because if you follow man and he fall, you're going to fall too. If you follow woman and she fall, you're going to fall too. So follow Jesus. Get what you need to get from the one that God is sending, you know, to help you, to intercede for you. So follow Jesus. Follow the word of God. So that way you will never fall. Because if you follow Jesus, you will always stand firm in that place. Amen. And so here, as I wrap up the scripture for you all, in a number of places, Jesus intentionally challenged, and we're looking at verse 46 and 47, in a number of places, Jesus intentionally challenged his listeners to test him. He welcomed those who wanted to question his claims and character as long as they were willing to follow through on what they discovered. So Jesus' challenge clarifies that two most frequent reasons that people miss when encountering him. So they never accept his challenge to test him. They test him but are not willing to believe what they discover. So the question is, have you made either of those mistakes by being tricked by the enemy? That's what we're talking about tonight. Don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. I'm telling you, you know, and a lot of times we'll go ask somebody else about our situation and wait for the answer from them. But wait for God. Wait for, because God will show you. And if you get that feeling that something ain't right, guess what? 9.5 times out of 10, something is not right. It's the trickery of the enemy. You all be just now tuning in. We're talking about don't be tricked. We want to invite you all out for our Wednesday night Bible studies right where you are. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to get in your car. Wherever you are, you can have Bible study with us. So join us on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. It's from 7 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. because we have to get ready for the preacher and the pastor show. But give us, you know, tune in with us. We're actually, I'm going to give you all that number, and I'm going to slow down a little bit because I'm excited. Today has been just a really, really great day. Here it is, a good day. I just thank God. Join us Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. At 978-990-5417. That's our conference line for Bible study. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Access code 434-1580 pound, 434-1580 pound. Sundays, we have our Sunday service right where you are. You can come on and congregate with us and have some church and just allow the Holy Spirit to move. And we thank God. Amen. Amen. Don't be tricked.
Amen. Amen. I want to make sure that too excited, because I want to expose just a few tricks of Satan.
Jesus.
I want to make sure that we get this, because if you miss this, then you can stay in that place to where you'll just be tricked the rest of your life. Don't be tricked by Satan. So these are some ways of knowing that it's possible that you are being tricked. Being tricked is being in the fruits of the enemy, producing the fruits of the enemy. And when I'm talking about producing the fruits of the enemy, let's go over here to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, we'll read just a couple verses right here. Galatians 5 and 17.
5:17 reads, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do these things that you would." Now, when you're talking about being tricked, see, this is what Satan, this is how he want to trick you, in the manner of lust, drugs, lies, idolatry, witchcraft, fornication,
my Lord.
Hatred, wrath, strife, terrorism, envying, murdering, drunkenness.
Do any of these
ring a bell? If you have of these things in your life, if you envy what your neighbor has, then guess what? There's a possibility that you are being tricked by Satan.
If you have a sexual desire
for someone other than your husband or your wife, then guess what? Then you are being tricked by Satan. If you feel like that you have to take a pill to do this, or I have to take a pill to do that, but you have not asked God to heal you, you think that the pill is going to heal you, then you are being tricked. If you are a murderer, if you are drunken, if you are any type of witchcraft or hairism, any uncleanness, all of these are the works of Satan, and this is what is causing you to fall short of grace.
Yes.
You are being tricked. Don't be tricked by these things. Now, I want to focus on one, and then I'll go ahead on and let you have it back. I want to focus on one.
Oh, wow.
It's one that no one really wants to try to shine light on. Now, we already talked about money, but let's talk about the other one, which is sex. Let's talk about
sex.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why I want to talk about sex. Because the Bible describes sex, not being married, is degrading. That's degrading. So what are you lusting after? Are you done let a young man or a young woman seduce you into giving up your pure temple to them?
Jesus.
Why would you do that? We all have done
that.
Maybe some of us have not done it, but we've all have done that. Say something to us to give up our body, knowing that it's not for them. They're not gonna they don't wanna marry you, they don't wanna be with you, they just wanna use you for your body.
Are you the one that's
lusting after someone in a sexual manner? Are you the one that's going in the grocery store and looking at someone that's not your husband or your wife, up and down, you're checking them out with your eyes? Are you that one? See, let's go ahead on and tell the truth. Because even those that are in Christ are being in that place where you're looking at someone else in a sexual manner, because you cannot keep your eyes off of what don't belong to you.
Jesus.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
It's hard.
Because if you can't do that, then guess what? You are being tricked. You have lustful eyes, and you will fall from grace because of that.
Jesus.
I just wanted to put that out there right there. Nobody want to really talk about that, because that's all right.
No, we don't want to talk about that because I think we all kind of been there.
It's not all right.
Oh, thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah.
The Bible tells us that for men, he who finds a wife which is good, he finds favor in God.
Yes,
now, we already talked about ain't nobody good but God. So if you find a wife that is good, then that's because it is God that's in her. Because only God is good. Now, if you are a man and you are good, you haven't always been good. It took the Spirit of God, it took the Holy Spirit to enter on the inside of you so you could produce that fruit. You don't have to tell nobody that you're good. Goodness is just going to come out of you.
Oh, yes, it is.
You're
going to
shine like light because you are light. You will shine.
You are light.
People will see that you are good. And you better know that somebody that is not good, either they can't stand to be around you, or they want to convert you over to not being so good and cause you to lay down with them and do things that you wouldn't normally do if you was in your right mind.
My Lord, my God, he come out there, shut up. You stirring up some stuff here now, Pastor. You are stirring up some stuff.
We
can all be honest.
We got to stir it up.
Be honest.
Just be honest about it. We got to stir it
up
because it's time for us to take our homes back. It's time for us to take our relationships back. It's time for us to take everything back that Satan has stolen from us. What is causing you to be ashamed? what has caused you to be condemned. It is right here in this place where that shame and that condemnation comes in that keeps you from being in that place where God needs you to be, and that's walking in love. It's because
of this. In love. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
It's because of this. Most of the things in your life that cause you to be shamed is your sexual activity.
I've been there. My Lord, help us.
Now, let's go ahead on and tell the truth about it. Don't be tricked by Satan. Your body
is
a temple. And your body belongs to your husband, and your body belongs to your wife.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Let's be delivered. Amen.
It belongs to your wife.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1 told us that man and woman, God put man and woman together. He's talking about husband and wife, and told them to multiply and be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you are married, you are supposed to be fruitful and multiply. And you know how to do that. We don't have to say how you be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
But you have already, you have been commanded, because God commanded you to
be fruitful
and multiply and replenish the earth. So that's how you replenish the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
Father
of
God,
Jesus.
Father God, we just want to say thank you for revelation and knowledge.
Thank you for
shining light on all darkness. What's condemning you, what's shaming you right now? It's the trick of Satan. But the light comes in, light shines on all darkness, and darkness has to flee, even if it's a little bit of light.
Right now, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us be delivered and set free right now from that spirit. Let us be set free and right now from that spirit. Hallelujah. Don't be tricked. That's what we're talking about today on the preacher and the pastor show. My husband, he's excited. He's excited. And he's we have someone that wants to chime in. They want to say something. You know, I mean, open up the lines at this time. So we're going to take a caller right now. Caller, last four digits, 6881. Caller, you're on the preacher and the pastor show. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Did you press one on by mistake, or did you try to come in? Did it? Okay, we'll just put you back on mute.
I pressed one by mistake.
Okay, no problem. Let me put you back on mute. I didn't know, baby, because he was talking about the sex and stuff and you being delivered. God bless you. That's my mama. That's why mama is messing with her. She's being delivered tonight. Amen. We're going to put you back on mute, mama. God bless you. She asked me to press one. I told you it was cooking in the kitchen and stuff, and yes, stuff was smoking in there, and people was coming out being delivered. So we thank God for deliverance on tonight, because a lot of us don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about how we've been tricked into getting in the bed with the enemy and sleeping with the enemy, even having children with the enemy. We've been tricked into marrying marrying the enemy, and now we're operating like the enemy because we've been tricked into it. So now we've taken on the characters of the enemy. So, you know, but you can be delivered. You can be set free when you receive Jesus Christ. You receive deliverance. You receive freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, you receive the blessings of God that are permanent. When the enemy blessed you, you got to understand there are blessings that the enemy will bless you, and there are curses. He will bless you with curses. It looked like it's going to be good, but it ends up turning on you. That you thought was good, come to find out it was nothing but the enemy, it was nothing but the devil. He used what he had to use to get you in, to entrap you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we have to understand and know, you know, when the enemy comes in, when the trickster comes in with tricks, we can point that stuff out. We can call it and say, hold on, you may have fooled me one time. I've seen this before. Now my eyes are open. Now I see, like Paul said, now I see. All this time I've been operating in blindness, but now I see. I've been tricked. But now I see I can't be tricked no more. When God opens your eyes and you receive Jesus Christ, that the enemy used to do won't work no more. You can see now. Your eyes are open. You're not operating in blindness by the trickery of the enemy. You know, like I said earlier, he doesn't come in, you know, with dressed up in a ski mask. He don't come in dressed up in a devil suit. He doesn't come in cussing and fussing and beating. He comes in nice. She comes in nice, saying sweet words, you know, acting sweet, you know, doing things you probably never seen nobody do before. And you're like, oh, my goodness, I've never had anybody do that before. It's a trickery of the enemy to get you in a place where he can destroy you, where he can take your life, where, you know, so he can take you out. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to prosper you. He ain't trying to, you know, see you do good. He's trying to, you know, get you to sleep with them. So now your body is infected with back of the enemy. You know, you've been tricked and then you're infected.
My Lord.
You know, don't be tricked. And I'm going to give you our last scripture here. got about 6 minutes left in the show, and I see people still coming in. God bless you all that are all on the line tonight. We ask God to continue to bless you, guide you, and keep you, give you the spirit of discernment so you will no longer be tricked. Be delivered on tonight. You don't have to stay in that place. You don't have to stay right there. Get back up again. Say, God, I've been here a long time. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, help me. You know, don't be like the man that was waiting by the water for the angel to come down and stir up the water, and he waited and waited. When Jesus said, do you want to be healed? He kept, all he had was excuses and complaints and why nobody did this and why he was still there. And he did that. He said, do you want to be healed? He said, yes. Say, be healed. Pick up your bed. Be healed. Walk. Pick up your bed and walk and go. Go on. You know, stop complaining. Get up. Get up. Be delivered. Be set free. You don't have to stay there. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, and we're going to wrap up and let Pastor give the food for thought. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 through 4, the Bible says, But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceives Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be another Jesus whom we have not preached. So, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. I'm going to say that again, you all, so you can understand it. The word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, but I fear, lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be another Jesus whom we have not preached. Or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. What is the Bible saying here? So now, the Corinthians, this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians, sincere and pure devotion to Christ was being threatened by false teachings. So this is the enemy coming in, teaching false teachings to corrupt the mind. So then it gets you to think the opposite way. Then this is man-made doctrine. So he's telling them to be careful. So Paul did not want the believers to lose their single-minded love for Christ. Keeping Christ first in our lives can be very difficult when we have so many distractions threatening to sidetrack our faith. So just as Eve lost her focus by listening to the serpent, we too can lose our focus by letting our lives become overcrowded and confused. So is there anything that weakens your commitment to keep Christ first in your life? We have to ask ourselves that question. So how can you minimize the distractions that are threatening your devotion to him? A lot of times we need to cut off the people that we talk to on the phone. We need to get off social media. We need to get quiet and get in the place so we can hear, you know, because we got too much clutter. We got too much going on. So the Corinthian believers fell for smooth talk and messages that sounded good and seemed to make sense. So today there are many false teachings that seem to make sense. Don't believe someone simply because he or she sounds like an authority, hallelujah, or says words you like to hear.
Yes.
Search the Bible and check his or her teachings against God's word. The Bible should be your authoritative guide. Don't listen to any authority preacher who contradicts God's word. And lastly but not least, the false teachers distorted the truth about Jesus and ended up preaching a different Jesus, a different spirit than the Holy Spirit, and a different gospel than God's way of salvation, because the Bible is God's infallible word. Those who teach anything different from what it says are both mistaken and misleading. Don't be tricked, Pastor, food for thought. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Food for thought for tonight. Don't be tricked by saying neither do you be the trickster. Now,
my Lord,
I really can't say
Jesus
exactly what Satan looks like, and no man has seen God either, but I know what his children
my
look
Lord
like, and the same I know
Jesus
what God's children look like. So now,
Jesus,
because I just said that, if you want to know what Satan looks like, just look at his children, and it don't let it be you. Don't you be the one that's tricking someone.
Jesus. My Lord.
Don't you be that one that's tricking someone. You are supposed to not
Jesus,
lie to someone
Jesus
to get them to do what you want them to do, but you're supposed to
Jesus
be the one that's supposed to love someone to get them to do what God wants them to do.
God, yes,
just a
Lord
little food for thought for tonight.
Oh,
amen.
That was good food I ate on there. That was dessert. That was everything I needed for tonight. If you all are just saying tune in to the Preacher and Pastor Show, we're talking about Don't Be Tricked. I hope the word blessed you all tonight. I hope it's understood. know that God is for you, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and you can still come to God and be forgiven, be delivered right where you are. I don't care what people say, what people are saying now, what they used to say. God loves you. God knows your name. He knows what you need, and a lot of us need to be delivered, be delivered on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
We love you. We love you. May God bless you, your family, and all that you're concerned about. Be protected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We love you. Thank you for all that are tuning in on tonight, taking the time out to be here with us on the Preaching the Pastor Show. May your life never be the same. Once you hang up this phone tonight, may your life never be the same. May God divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good, for your good, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you all. We're back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We're on Monday through Friday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. for Sunday service. Please join us. Please join us. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. And you all have a good night.
Amen.
Amen. I love you, baby. Good show. God bless you, honey.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Come on, put your hands together.